Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. So earlier today, I went to this diversity and inclusion talk. It's part of Antner's, I guess, essentially their PR work, right? But nowadays, companies are very smart. When they do PR, they wrap it around some sort of event that people are interested in. And this time, insightful comments came from this one person from a big corporate world, and he is Caucasian male but gay, and he is the head of diversity, right? And he talks about this idea of you need to be very deliberate and this idea of casual openness. I really like it because I didn't used to see it that way. He refers to casual openness as just this rough attitude. People think they're open, people think they're inclusive, people think they're accepting of others. But unless you make conscious effort, you know, these are going to fall into the unconscious bias bucket where you feel like you're making effort, but really you haven't made much in order to recruit diverse talent. But really, when it comes to diversity and inclusion, there are two layers, right? Diversity is talking about getting the diverse people into the door. It's more about recruitment. When it comes to inclusion, it's more about retention. You know, like in a STEM subject, we talk about women in tech. A massive issue is that so many people are now focused on recruitment. But if you look at the report, there's a massive retention gap. You know, majority of female working in STEM subjects change their careers because they just either hit a glass ceiling or the job nature itself is not somehow like, you know, I've had very technical women engineers speaking to me, literally voicing their concern that because they are considering motherhood, they're thinking of changing career because they want a job that allows them to use their emotional side more. And there is going to be a correlation. End of the day, everything is a piece of muscle. The more you use something, the better you're going to be, you know, the more you're going to be better at it. But it's obviously not a popular opinion, and I'm running risk here by saying this out loud, but end of the day, it's something worth thinking about, right? Maybe I actually think the ideal solution that is in the interest of companies is to have hybrid roles where you allow people to both utilize their technical skills at the same time use something else, right? Also keeps the jobs more fun. Now I'm sure people are gonna stay in the roles more and longer. So instead of radical specialization, make it slightly more diverse. Allow people to exercise both muscles so they're gonna be more well-rounded human beings overall, and they're probably gonna end up producing better product as a result of it. Just one suggestion. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.